Last week, the Skagway Port Commission and Assembly members had a first look at design options and cost estimates for the Gateway project to expand the port. It's a big step in the ongoing project aimed at modernizing the ore dock and ship loader and providing more space within the port for more cruise and industrial traffic. Project manager Dr. Chad Gubala and engineers presented the designs. There are four options, ranging from basic modifications to what Gubala called the Cadillac version with a new ore dock. The options range in cost from about $10 million to $60 million. The municipality has about $16 million in hand for the project right now from a combination of state funding and bonds. Planning Commissioner John Tronrud said after the presentation, that amount will probably only be enough to cover cleanup of the port. Before dock construction or other gateway work can begin, the municipality must remove contaminated soil at the port to meet state and federal environmental standards. Tronrud says the goal for the municipality isn't to pick one of the four designs right now, but to decide what components of the designs are most important. And the first priority, he says, is the cleanup.
So that's probably the first and foremost thing that the people in the community need to understand is that we first have to decontaminate before anything can be built.
After that, he says the community can decide what renovations can be done with the amount of money available.
Then from there, the wish list goes, well, gee, everybody wants to use this dock. How do we best design it so that there is not conflicts, there is multi-use, and who has priority, how, when, and where.
Tronrud says the municipality plans on holding a stakeholder meeting in the next couple weeks. The Port Commission is going to gather input from Alaska Industrial Development and Export Authority, cruise line agencies, and Alaska Marine Lines, among others. Tronrud says he wants to hear what components those agencies want to see included in the project and whether they might be able to offer funding. The next day, the Skagway Assembly met and voted down changes to the current trapping ordinances. The trapping debate has gone on for more than a year. The proposed changes on Thursday would have revised the setbacks for traps from trails and roads. But some on the Assembly said they had done all they can do. Assemblyman Steve Burnham said he had written an amendment to make the current ordinance more readable and understandable.
I'm not going to bring that to a motion because I don't feel that compromise exists anymore.
Besides proposed trapping regulations going to a vote, State Fish and Game could also help the municipality develop local laws that would then go before the Board of Game. That's the route Tim Cochran and Angie Greaser suggested.
They are the experts. They know what they're doing. This is their job. The trappers are the expert, but no one wants to listen to them. And you can see from their history of safety, of no dog problems, that they are doing it correctly. They are setting back far enough from the trails. Otherwise, they would have been catching dogs for all these 50 years, 100 years, however long they've been trapping, with no regulation besides the state. So it shows that they know what they're talking about. Fish and Game also knows what they're talking about. It's their job.
The group also discussed a plan by Alaska Power and Telephone to run a fiber optic cable north of Juneau to Haines and Skagway. The company wants to bring the cable ashore at Smuggler's Cove in Skagway and needs an easement from the city to do so. Assembly members Gary Hansen and Spencer Morgan say that is concerning because Smuggler's Cove is a park and they don't want to see any utility infrastructure there. But Burnham says the municipality should try to facilitate better internet service.
I think that more than anything else in our borough to increase our economic value, it's things like this that are going to do that more than the Gateway Project. Or just about anything else I can think of. So I think we should support AP&T's plan to put this through Smuggler's Cove, and in that put restrictions on them so that it is done the way we want it done and is an agreement that we're all happy with.
Morgan and Hansen supported that move. The Assembly also received an update on the Recreation Center expansion. The committee working on those plans suggested terminating the contract with the current architect in order to focus on a different type of expansion. The committee wants to look at expanding the building or building a new structure to the north of the current one. That would be big enough to include an aquatic wellness center and space for physical therapy, massage, and chiropractic offices. It would also allow the current center to remain open during the process. But the assembly noted any expansion or building is likely a few years off until the city can complete other capital projects already in the works and find funding. Reporting in Haines, I'm Margaret Friednauer.